Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to welcome our very own Ben Taylor. He is a best-selling author and, of course, the host of Taylor Tech Stories right here on Yachting International Radio. How are you, Ben?
I'm all good. Hi, everybody. All good. Plenty happening. There's quite a few developments in what I'm doing, but this is it's great to be on, actually, because this is about the International Marine Networking event that's starting on the 2nd of March. We're going to run it weekly throughout March, and then it's going to turn to monthly from April onwards. And really wanted to come on, and thanks for having me. And this is kind of about having the opportunities to network that would normally happen at the international boat shows and just in normal life, how you kind of cross the people you know, new people, and generally have that social mixing. And obviously there's question marks over how that's going to happen throughout 2021 and for goodness knows how long. And so I put on this event and I just kind of wanted to tell people about it and spread some awareness and make it a really...
Let me ask you though, Ben, sorry to interrupt, but let me ask you, what is different about this event? Because we have been inundated with webinar after webinar after webinar. What have you made different about this that makes it a change to what we've been seeing the industry sort of throw together over the past year?
Right, I'm with you. So one thing I've put all over the marketing and one thing I want to say is that this is not a webinar. You are not sitting there listening to some industry genius giving insights about some specialist topic. This is very much about the attendees and creating an opportunity for attendees, i.e. industry leaders, from the marine leisure or marine leisure, I believe the USA, and the superyacht industry. And really, that's the big difference. Like, it's very much the attendees are the content. You do not want to listen to me talking about something or any expert. You want to meet some new people. You want to get in a group of people who are similar minded or have knowledge of the industry and have those conversations that would normally happen again at the boat shows or just generally when you've got social mixing happening. And I couldn't find an event that did that. And so I was keen to find one. I thought it'd be fantastic for what I do as a core business. And I couldn't find one. So I said, stuff it, I'll do it myself. and so I've launched it. I've kind of gone, I've been doing the British Marine ones here in the UK for a few months now. They work really, really well. We've learned kind of how to do it well and what people want. And so I felt like I better just get on with this and start the event. So really, it's working really well for the UK one, but I see even more value to the attendees as soon as it goes international, because we're going to be waiting even longer to meet each other on
there. Let me ask you though, I mean, when they break off into their rooms, I mean, one thing that there is a potential to happen is absolute chaos. If they've got a room where people break off to do their networking and there's say 20 people, how can you make that impactful? How can you make that worth the time of these industry professionals? Because we are all very busy people.
Yeah, absolutely. So how it works is everybody tunes in at the start. I'm there at the front welcoming everybody and saying what the event is all about. And we go into breakout rooms. Now these breakout rooms are quite small. So it's only 5 or 6 people. It's little social groups and just the kind of social group that would normally form in a physical room. It's kind of 5 or 6 people or 3 or 4. And so somebody in that group size is like to be fairly social and is happy to kind of start conversation. And without it becoming this mayhem that you mentioned of 20 people and 5 people are trying to speak all at once and having that kind of mess. But one thing about it is that all the attendees are randomly selected, randomly allocated into each breakout room. So there is that mixing, and there is a bit of kind of, you don't know who's going to be in the next breakout room. you may know them, you may know everyone there, you may know nobody, but that's kind of what it's all about. It's networking, it's meeting new people. And so that's the, yeah, that's the approach for that.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, we have in the past, you see the European marketplace getting together, you see the US or the Australia, New Zealand market getting together. What do you see the benefits of having this international networking event with people from all over? Is it because we are a globalized industry now? Is it because people need to have that ability to connect with each other overseas?
The short answer is yes. and having that international element is huge, because there's so much going on. There's so much change. There's all this globalization, and international collaborations are becoming very common and really big business. And at the minute, I think it's really hard to build those relationships. And this is something where even if you take a booming industry as a country, if they network really well with their country, there's a certain level of value there. But what if they could learn something off the other countries or collaborate in some way, particularly for the UK? So we've got Brexit taking place and all that happening. I believe there's quite interesting relationships forming with the US to do with imports and potentially being a route into Europe, and really setting up those initial conversations, or being a bit of a catalyst in those business relationships forming. That's really where this is positioned to do that. And we're targeting the US, European and UK industry leaders to be attending this.
Well, it's interesting you speak about that, because right now we're seeing, you know, on the other side of the planet, we're seeing the US, Australia, New Zealand, and even Canada. As far as the boating industry, yachting industry goes, we're seeing an uptick 50% above what they've seen in previous years. At the same time, we see Europe saying that they've got a 50% downturn. Now, do you think that Europe will have, as a whole, including the UK, have more to learn from their US counterparts than the other way around?
Yeah, I think it'll be a mix of everything. Like, I see only benefit in the sharing of knowledge. And if we take something like the UK's, the point that we're at, I think that's very different from Europe and very different from the US. And when looking at our consumers, they may be at a different stage in relation to the pandemic progression, or just a different type of consumer that wants different things. And they'll all have these different sets of challenges. And if you've experienced them in the UK, then those insights can go and help out in the US, and in a different, to address a different challenge, the US may have faced and resolved many of the challenges that we start to look at. I mean, we've just had a conversation about marketing, right? And we think the US are fantastic at marketing boats and boat sales. Europe, maybe that's a bit behind them. Maybe there's those lessons there. And for the sake of the industry, I think it's a much bigger picture view, and that's where the international element and people's learnings from this type of event will really really benefit everyone.
Do you think this is the move towards the future? Do you think, as you know, as we've already seen, I mean, the Dubai Yacht Show is already canceled. We've got a few already, you know, the MIBA show coming up in Barcelona, that's already been canceled this year. Do you think, as a result of this, that something such as an international marine networking event will be the future of the industry?
Yes, I'm always careful about commenting on this. I think some kind of hybrid event, sort of combination of this physical presence and digital presence will be the future. I'm very digitally minded. My core business is all digital futures kind of thing. And I think this is, if you take a look at it commercially, especially its economic efficiency and things, even though it's not quite as effective, let's just keep it to networking. It's not quite as effective as a traditional networking event where you all go to a venue, spend the day together, and maybe you have a few drinks and canapes at the same time. Great. This is not a kind of in competition or in replacement of this. I think its position becomes very complementary of that type of event. And with the mass adoption of this, okay, it's forced at the moment, but it's very much appealing to people and educating people how much value and how these things can work. I think they do actually have a significant part in the future, and we'll see this type of thing arising. I just think it makes a lot of things a lot more accessible. Its economic efficiency is just, it's beautiful. And there will always be this physical boat show. They're exciting, they're cool. And I'm an advocate for putting a boat show on. That's fantastic. And even being in the digital showroom space and event space, there, it's different. Like it's not in competition. It's very much a complementary product and element to how networking and digital events work.
So Ben, when is the first one?
Okay, the first one is on the 2nd of March. So next Tuesday. The timing of it is quite interesting. So it's 2 p.m. here in the UK, so 2 p.m. GMT, which makes it 3 p.m. Central European time and 9 a.m. Eastern time. So I've tried to accommodate for everyone who's trying to attend, but it's the 2nd of March. So it's going to be every Tuesday afternoon throughout March. And then we're going to go to a monthly event from April onwards.
And how do people sign up?
Okay, yeah. So we've got an Eventbrite page. There's an event on LinkedIn as well, where you can see who else is attending and chat with them. But there's, in fact, we'll put an Eventbrite link with this episode going out so people can go there. But if you type in International Marine Networking onto Eventbrite, then you'll see me there smiling like this. And that's the event that you want to register on, and you can make your bookings and you'll get your tickets.
Nice. Well, you know what, Ben, we're really looking forward to it because, of course, Yachting International Radio is involved. And you know, we're going to be part of it. So I'm hoping that we can exchange some information and make some great deals in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thank you for being a part of it and supporting it, and your audience are very welcome with them coming along. That'll be a fantastic part of the event. So, thank you to you as well, Rhea.
Wonderful. Once again, you've been listening to Ben Taylor in regards to the International Marine and Networking event that is coming up on March 2nd. We'll include all of the links below this interview when it airs, as well as don't forget to tune in every Thursday for Taylor Tech Stories, where Ben has made his debut roughly a year ago, and he's going gangbusters ever since. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.